What key is that in?
That's G.
G. Okay, perfect.
Is that your optimal key range?
Yeah, I'm totally a G.
Go ahead, TS.
G flat. I love to taste.
You're a little pitchy.
I love to eat your pussy.
I love to eat your pussy. It tastes so good. It tastes like fireball shots. Pussy.
I love to eat your pussy. I like to eat it till my face looks like a Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme donuts.
I'm not happy till my face looks like a glazed donut.
Yeah. That's a hit. That I don't know about you, TS.
Beautiful,
that,
man.
That's a fucking hit, man.
These mics make us sound so good.
Yes. Siggy's here. He's going to record that track, and we're gonna give him publishing on it because that's what we do.
For sure. He deserves it. He's one of my favorite Canadians.
What about me?
I'm from
Buffalo.
Yeah, you don't really count.
It's the Dangerous Darren Show for May the 24th, 2016, the year of our Lord.
Episode 33.
Yep, that's right. And I'm joined by my friend TS.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, TS, you're almost out of liquor.
No, I'm good.
All right?
Yeah, I'll freshen it up.
I want to say, everybody, we have been drinking pretty steadily leading up to this show. So any mispronunciations or unannunciations or... Is that a word?
Unannunciations. It's possible.
Is that a word? Let's refer to Siegfried. Siegfried?
Unannunciations.
Is unannunciation a word?
It is not.
Damn it!
Oh, man.
How would you describe something that's not enunciated
in one word? Hold on.
Misannunciated. Got it. Boom!
Excuse me while I sip my espresso in the library. What's wrong with that sentence?
Not library. Isn't library? Isn't R in it, right?
And it's espresso!
Espresso! You're listening to the Dangerous Darren Show. It's on Adobe Radio every single week at Tuesday. You can also go to adoberadio.com for all the shows. There's a Dangerous Darren link right there. And if you're on Twitter, hit us up, DangerousD_show. TS, as always, he's got the most amazing Twitter handle. It's Burn H Wood Burn. I am at Darren99, and thanks to our good friends at Roland for the use of the V drums you heard at the top of the show. Roland_US. Thank you for the good people at Roland. TS, we have Cabby on the show. You might not know Cabby. He is a journalist from Canada. He is on TSN, the network there in Canada, which is basically the Canadian Sports Center. Cabby is a little different than most sports journalists. He interviews some of the biggest names in sports, like Wayne Gretzky and Kobe Bryant and LeBron James and Michael Jordan. And he interviews them in a way that he doesn't talk to them about sports. He talks to them about fashion and girls and drinking and music. He's fucking...
He seems like one really cool MF-er.
He's funny.
He's cool and... You got to do something a little different.
Cabby is on TSN. We'll have him on the show as well, talking about what's going on in his world. Also, music from your friend and mine, TS, Steve Soto.
Love him. Super cool.
Fucking Southern California punk rock legend. He was playing in the Adolescence for years. He played in Agent Orange. He's now playing guitar in CJ Ramone's band. He's done it all. And there's nothing the guy has not done. He's a bit of a legend. He's well known in Southern California punk rock, and now he plays bass in Punk Rock Karaoke, a band I also play in. He also released a solo record called Songs About Girls and Earthquakes.
Total super LA theme.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much. SoCal, yeah. The whole SoCal.
And the song is called Forever. We're going to get to that later in the show. But right now, I want to give a shout out to Steve Soto's Twitter, at Steve Soto. S-O-T-O. That's Soto. 63. At Steve Soto, 63. Hit him up when you get a chance. TS, your weekend involved hanging out with your lady and your dogs, right?
Yes. We went to the little dog park, drank some rosé. Underneath the Hollywood sign.
Did you talk about your feelings and touch each other's penises?
No, we did not. We just
rosé.
Who the fuck drinks rosé?
I kind of want to fight you right now.
You want to fight me? We're drinking whiskey out of wine glasses right now. I want to fight you.
Isn't rosé like a wine that you can see through?
No. Rosé is a light colored, light red colored wine that's... It's a wine you can see through. No, that is you drink cold or chill during a fine summer day in the park with your lady and your dogs.
And a dick in your ass.
I heard him.
Oh my god, that is messed up.
That's hilarious.
All right, you know what?
I'll give you a pass. Yes, I'll tell you why. Because you're in the park, a beautiful park in the hills. You're with your dogs.
Yep.
Your lady. It's a Sunday. It's sunny. It's a gorgeous day. I'll give you a pass on the rosé.
Oh, well, thank you. I was smoking my vaporizer.
All right. You're manned up.
Yeah.
You're manned up. All right.
Having a good old time, man. It's Sunday fun day.
I mean, with your dogs, it's a manly thing, right? Yeah. With your dogs in the park.
Got my French bulldog, yeah.
So if your woman's like, hey, I want my some rosé, you're like, all right, fine. I'm going to get some shit from Darren, but that's okay.
It was actually really tasty and... just good times overall.
Well, it sounds like I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
We are fully recovering. I don't know about you, but I am fully recovering from the skateboarding adventure we had in Southern California, in Vista, California, in the Tony Hawk compound.
That was amazing. That was probably one of the best moments of my life.
Well, I'm glad I was able to bring down. one of the best moments of your life to you.
Thank you. Mr. Tony Hawk was... I don't ever really get starstruck over musicians, actors, anything. But Tony Hawk, really, like when we first came in, I was a little nervous in his office. I'm looking around. It's like skating history and memorabilia everywhere. There was a board that was his... it was a Clash. It was like some Clash graphics, and it was signed by all the remaining members of Clash. And the whole... You know, the guy's just, like, super cool.
Remember when we walked in and his reception was just like, oh, Tony will be with you in a moment. And we're like, okay, cool. And we shot the shit for maybe 30 seconds and he walks out, hey, guys. And I was like, oh, my God. There's fucking Tony Hawk. And he's like, hey, good to meet you guys. Hey, thanks for coming, guys. Really, thank you. You want to come back and hang?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah. Brings us into his office. All the great skateboards.
Everything. It was amazing.
The skateboard. All the great early Tony Hawk skateboards.
It was like a museum. It was like the Smithsonian of skating. It was so awesome.
And he, we shot the shit for maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, talking about music and skateboarding and life. And he's like, you guys want to skate?
You want to skate? We're like, oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. We want to go skate.
So he's got this gigantic compound with a huge 12-foot long vertical ramp with a gap and a street course, a little bit of a street course. And me and TS were just very skating rudimentally, just up and down the transitions and doing a couple ollies here and there. And then he got on and he was just doing these 5-foot wall rides.
Effortlessly. It was totally effortless. He's the smoothest skater I've ever seen. We were sitting on a 3-foot drop in, 4-foot drop in, waiting to drop in. You know, help. You just like one guy goes, the other. We were having a fucking skate session. So with Tony Hawk, and he's doing wall rides over our heads, just tapping like it was nothing. And then it's like, okay, I drop in and I try to carve and grind. But he actually gave me some pointers when I was talking to him, and I was like, oh man, where were you like 20 or 30 years ago? Maybe 20 years ago.
Why weren't you in Kenmore, New York in 1990? Like, where were you, man?
Very cool.
What a moment.
Down to earth.
And the good news is, it's not over, TS. We're going again. I hooked him up with my friend Dan Saxton, who owns a VR company, and Tony wants to do a whole VR thing with his team. A street course kind of VR theme. And I hooked him up with my buddy who's got this VR company. And he said, and it looks like it's it's a marriage, a good marriage, and they're going to connect together and make this thing happen. And we're going down.
We are.
I to skate with Tony Hawk's street team.
I'm not going to blow up his idea, but it is going to be fucking awesome. And it's going to be so cool. There's going to be shit going on everywhere, and you can do your thing and click on this and that, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and it's just incredible. And the fact that I'm friends with Tony and you're friends with Tony is kind of blows my mind. And it was a great day, and my wrists still hurt from the slam I had. Tony let me skate on his board. He's like, Darren, you need a bigger board. Let me give you, try mine. And his wheels are harder because he's on a ramp, and his wheels need to be hard for speed. But on a me not being the greatest skateboarder, I slammed, and my wrist... especially my left wrist is really in a lot.
Yeah, it's a little swollen. Yeah. But
as a drummer, that's bad news.
Mr. Tony Hawk has inspired me to skate. So this morning, I woke up at 7 a.m. I'm not a morning person. Like, seriously, if me getting up at 7 is really inspirational to all of you out there, you should just...
if TS can get up at 7...
If I can get up at 7...
You can get up at 7.
And, but I went and skated at the... Pedlo Skate Park in beautiful Encino, California. It's all full concrete skate park, and I hit the snake run, and, you know, I was getting out there and getting my legs and my confidence back.
Yep.
It was amazing.
You know what? It's great about skateboarding, TS, is there's no judgment, whereas, like, in music, there is. Like, you're not a good guitar player. You're not a good drummer. This drummer's better than you. That bass player rules. That singer's amazing. Well, in skateboarding, I've never experienced this. If you can, like, launch like Tony Hawk, did a fucking twist in front of us.
Yeah, like effortlessly.
It was just like, I can't believe I just watched Tony Hawk do a McTwist. Oh my God. But when you go to a skate park, everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
And skateboarders have a sense of unity. There's a community there, right? So we all look out for each other, and it's, you land a trick and everyone claps. Like, wow, fuck yeah, you landed that trick. And if you bail, hey, you okay? Okay. You know, yeah, okay, cool. It's not like that in the world of art or music or whatever. It seems to be very competitive, and it sucks.
Yeah, or anything else in life. Like, yeah. If somebody falls, you're like laughing at them or putting them down. But no, in the world, in the community of skaters and skateboarding, we like to prop each other up and pick each other up when we're down. And when somebody pulls off a trick, even if it's rudimentary, we want to, like, give them props for, you know, get out there and do it, man. Just fucking get out there and do it.
It's just about fun. And Tony was so nice. And it's an experience I'll never forget. And thank you, Tony. And thank you for his team for letting us come to the park and giving us this skateboard that's right here. He signed it to the Dangerous Darren Show
studio. I'll take some pictures and we'll put them up on our Instagram later.
Maybe I'll just give it to you.
No.
Because he gave me a board. And maybe I'll just give you the skateboard.
Oh, well, that's really nice.
That's what friends are for, TS. Yeah. Hey, let's get to the interview with Cabby. Cabby is a journalist, a sports journalist. He's out of Toronto and a Canadian sports market for a network called TSN, which is basically the Sports Center of Canada. And Cabby does interviews with major sports names like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, Wayne Gretzky, and he does them in a very comedic way, and he's really unique in what he does, and I like that about him. And here it is, my chat with Cabby from TSN Radio in Toronto on The Dangerous Darren Show.
Talking on the telephone here at The Dangerous Darren Show on the Adobe Radio Network with my long-lost friend Cabrel Richards. You might know Cabby presents on TSN, the Sports Center TV network there in Canada. Cabby, how you doing, brother? Thanks for being on my show.
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, you've been doing this a long time, and we actually worked together. I'm not sure if you remember when I was at the Score for a cup of coffee. We saw each other in the hallway quite a bit. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you were on the radio side, and I was just running around being an idiot.
Well, I was also being an idiot as well, so we got paid to do the exact same thing.
That's probably why we were there at the same time.
Exactly. And you moved over to TSN, and tell me, when you moved from the Score to the TSN, did you feel it was a better fit? Did you have more, like, freedom as far as how to direct your interviews? And you've been there...
It wasn't so much that. As you said, I had a cup of coffee on the Marilyn Dennis Show, which is a daytime show here in Canada, similar to Ellen's show, but a little bit more with a focus on like home improvement and financial advice and, you know, health advice. Like it's got sort of Ellen's level of entertainment, but also has, you know, has some ways to improve your lives, improve the lives of people as far as like how to, you know, make work programs and, you know, fashion tips and all that kind of thing. So I was a correspondent on that show, and I was there to sort of give the male perspective on relationships and stuff. And that would also go out and annoy people on the street with a, you know, kind of a man on the street type of segment. But then when I made the transition to TSN, I didn't get more freedom there. It was just a bigger platform for me to grow. And I felt like at the score, I hit my ceiling, and I was looking for a new challenge. And I was lucky that TSN was like, hey, come over here and do what you're great at, but we can also grow your presence. And I've been able to do that at TSN.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen the growth for sure coming from the score going to TSN. And for people who don't know what Cabby's all about, Cabby's a sports journalist who goes out and interviews everybody from Kobe Bryant to Michael Jackson to hockey players to wrestlers to
Michael Jordan, not Michael Jackson, God rest his soul. I was never around for
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson passed in 2009. I was never lucky enough to meet Michael Jackson. But also journalist, very, very lightly. I wouldn't consider myself a journalist. I'm more of like that guy who's like reminds you of a lot of their buddy that just does just really stupid things. I'm more of like in that sort of vein, because I'm not breaking any stories. I'm not getting any news. I'm really just there to entertain both the athlete and then the audience.
Yeah, but I hear you what you're saying, Cabby. But still, when you ask a question to an entertainer, an athlete, and you get inside their head, even if it's about where they hang out, what kind of music they're listening to, the lighter side of sports, it's still technically considered journalism. I'm way more in line with what you do than any other sports journalist, because I mean, as you know, like when you're talking to an athlete about their performance on the ice or on the field or on the court or on the playing field, it can somewhat get mundane and boring. But what you do is incredibly creative. It's lighthearted. It's insanely funny. It's amazing what you do. And I would imagine that a lot of these athletes like Kobe Bryant and the hockey players you speak to, they look forward to speaking with you because they're not going to be asked questions about, oh, well, you haven't scored a goal in 15 games, or you haven't hit your field goal percentage sucks, you know, lately. They're going to be talking about music and going out and having a good time, and it's going to be silly. Do you find that like people are often really excited to speak with you?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the compliment. you're very kind to me. I don't know if athletes are excited. I wouldn't say they're excited to speak with me. I think maybe they're more relieved because I don't ask cliched questions, as you alluded to. Like the other day when I was in Los Angeles, I did interview Kobe Bryant. And instead of speaking about like him retiring this year, I just spoke about like what's going to go into his own museum, like his personal museum in his house, because he's not doing the Derek Jeter farewell tour, Mariano Rivera. This year we'll see David Ortiz of the Boston Red Sox do his farewell tour, and teams will present them with gifts. Like Kobe's not really doing that. He's gotten a few, but he doesn't really want that. So I'm like, well, what's going to go in this museum? And sort of we kind of riff on that idea. And also when I was talking to some of the LA Kings, instead of asking them about, I think they were in a little bit of a slump at the time about that, I asked them about their pets and about their dogs. And they're alpha dogs on the ice, but are they alpha dogs in their own home? And I don't know if you've spoken to Daryl Sutter, but he's like the most authentic, like country dude that I've ever met. And he was like laughing and smiling. He's a pretty serious guy in interviews, but when I come around, it's like the experience, they're more relieved because they're not talking about a winning streak or a losing streak or some kind of controversy with playing time or what have you, or concussions. It's just something different.
Yeah, something light and something they can just relax and kind of sort of be themselves. Hey, Cabby, is there an athlete that you really wish you could speak to?
Yeah, on the top of my wish list, like on the Mount Rushmore of athletes I still want to interview is Tiger Woods. Tiger has like a big, he's a guarded kind of dude, and I would love to like make him laugh, like a good belly laugh. And I don't know exactly what that would be, like what I would ask him, because Tiger's been interviewed literally thousands of times, but I would try to dig deep to find something fun and creative, and also like try to make him relatable to the audience, like he's a, like an average dude, but he has this extraordinary talent for playing golf and being more disciplined than anybody you probably know in your life. So Tiger's at the top of my list. I really want to interview Lionel Messi, because he's a global star. And I know he doesn't speak English very well. I still would like to interview him. I would like to interview the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Although he's not an athlete, he's a huge sportsman. And I want to interview Tom Brady. Tom Brady's also a guy who's very guarded, and I want to get him laughing too.
I wish you could do something with a joke about air pressure. That has to be some kind of joke about air pressure in there somewhere.
No. See, I wouldn't go that way because, like, that's not even funny to him. He'd be like, oh, my gosh, I've heard this 7,800 times. And then he would just, like, he would just shrink. He'd be like, he would just close off. He'd be like, yeah, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore.
Yeah, so you're right.
I'd have to go, if I did something about air pressure, maybe I'd bring helium balloons and have us speak with helium balloons for some weird reason, like we were six-year-olds or something.
That's actually smart. That's smart. That's funny. That'd be really funny. What about music? Ever thought about getting more into music, more talking to musicians, famous guys? Like,
I got lucky. Either in 2013 or 2014, I interviewed like a string of hip-hop artists that were either coming through Toronto or I went on the road to interview. So in these Cabbie Presents shows, I had like these half hour, kind of like best of shows. And one of them was like my hip hop show. So I interviewed Kendrick Lamar, ASAP Rocky, Wiz Khalifa, Drake, Action Bronson. Who else did I have in that show? There were a couple other, Mike D and the Beastie Boys. Like, it was just I had a good run of artists. Like, right now, I mean, I would love to get Jay-Z. I would love to interview, I would love to interview Beyonce. You know, I'd love to interview Bruno Mars. But even, like, and I know those are, like, the super famous athletes, but I'd love to interview, you know, Wynn from Arcade Fire. I have no idea what Florence from Florence and the Machine is like, but I love the song Delilah. I mean, you know, I could find a way to have some conversation about sports or competition with an artist, even though the artist may not be into sports. I find that athletes love talking about music, and a lot of musicians love talking about sports.
Yeah, well, that was my radio show at TSN Radio, Sport Beats, if you remember that. That's exactly what it was about with Tyler Stewart and me. And Cabbie, I one last question before I let you go. What was it like actually being on camera and interviewing the great Ron Burgundy? That must have been nerve-wracking.
It was, man. I was a little bit nervous because he was there to work on this, like, curling event. So he was getting his mind ready for curling, learning some of the terms and, you know, some of the gameplay. And I just kind of bombarded him and asked him about listening to my heart. And he was great. Like, Will Ferrell is just such a pro. And as you've seen when he works the late night circuit, he just, like, anything goes. He's just the best. So the next time I interview him, I gotta come with like my A+ game to bring something fresh, because he's been like, you know, Jack Hanna, who's the animal guy. He did that recently on Fallon. He did like the white pants, some kind of white pants dance. Like, he's down for whatever. So it'd be tough to come up with something funny, but I know he'd be game for it.
Well, Cabbie, listen, I've been following you for a very long time, and I think what you do is unique. It's incredibly entertaining, and you're just a really funny guy that asks really funny questions.
Guys.
And I hope you do what you do for a very long time and keep entertaining the masses out there, not just in Canada, but the world with the internet and everything. And next time you're in Los Angeles, hit me up. We'll definitely hang out and talk sports, talk music, and go to a game.
Man. I want to hit some of your local burger spots like Plan Check and Father's Office. I haven't hit those two places yet.
Then we'll do that when you're here next.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Cabby. Talk soon.
Cabby Richards, a.k.a. Cabby, from TSN Radio in Toronto, talking with me, my good friend. I love that guy. I worked with him at The Score, and I also worked with him at TSN Radio in Toronto when I was there. Very funny guy. I love him very much, and he's a good friend. Listen to him and go to tsn.ca for all Cabby information. TS, cheers. We are drinking.
Cheers to you.
No, before we do the shots, we're drinking whiskey and ginger ale.
Out of Chardonnay glasses. I add.
You know, it doesn't matter what you drink the glass out of.
No.
Does it though?
It doesn't.
Could
but
you drink wine out of a?
We're getting some shit from some observers for drinking our whiskey gingers out of wine glasses. I don't know why.
I will fight those fuckers with a knife. I will stab them in their fucking heart, and then I'll fuck the wound.
Wow.
All right. That's how hardcore I am, TS.
With that, we probably need to chill you out with some Fireball.
Let's come on. No, let's wait on the Fireball. Hold on. Don't. Yeah. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to get some more interesting Dangerous Darren bullshit on the other side. Don't move.
iDobie Radio.
It's Dangerous Darren Show.
Yeah.
Welcome back, iDobie Radio. Yeah. Dude, I was doing the other... Yeah, there we go. Da-doom, 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 da-doom. Your timing sucks, dude. You're fired.
Again?
Speaking of fired, Fireball!
Fireball! All right, Siggy, you in on this? Siggy.
Are you in on this?
Nope.
Siggy's driving. He's like... He's like a...
He's a responsible human being. He's Canadian. He's a responsible human being.
Why can't he just drink and drive like everybody like else every in Southern California?
Like every other American.
Hey, Siegfried. Welcome to America. We drink and drive.
Oh, man.
No, he's not agreeing with that.
He's
at all.
Not at all.
No,
he's totally against it.
No, he's against it, yeah.
All right.
But me and you are not... You're just skating.
I'm skating, man. If I could get... I'll never get an SUI.
Cheers. Fireball.
All right, here we go. Oh my god. It's like whiskey meets Big Red.
It's whiskey meets a punch in the cunt.
Like
right in the cunt.
Like oh man, that's right terrible. It freshens your breath and gets you drunk.
Wow. You're all about the positives.
Yeah. Hey man. That's me.
TS, did you know? You ready?
We're on the Did You Know. All right.
I'm first.
All right.
Go ahead. I think I got you this week because the last couple of weeks you have been besting me.
All right.
And I think I'm prepared to best you.
All right. Well, go ahead and do your best.
Here we go. Did you know turtles can breathe through their butts? It gets better. Turtles can breathe through their butts and pee through their mouths.
What?
Yep. It's a scientific fact. Turtles can breathe through their butts and pee through their mouths. Boom!
Boom, what do you got? Right there.
What do you got, bitch? Jesse Pinkman style. What's up, bitch?
Well, obviously. All right, you ready for this?
No, I'm not. Hold on, time out. I think Siegfried is fucking moving in on my girl.
Yeah, it's a good possibility.
That guy's fucking got moves like Jagger, dude.
I know, he's a slick motherfucker.
He's a Canadian, like fucking snake. He's a Canadian snake.
The Canadian snake. I don't even think they have snakes in Canada. Look at a garter snake.
They don't have snakes.
Is Ziggy a garden snake? Garter snake?
But look, Cheryl's like, she's smitten. She's smitten.
She's I don't know, taking it all in.
Anyway, okay.
Hashtag, did you know? When a male bee climaxes, their testicles explode and then they die.
Wait. When a male what?
Bee. a bee. Bzz.
When he climaxes, his testicles
explode. Their testicles explode, and then they die.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's fucking good, TS. You are fucking batting 1,000 on it. Did you know, man? We need to go to a jury or a judge. Siegfried? Siggy? What's more interesting to you? Turtles can breathe through their butts and pee through their nose? Or their mouth, I'm sorry. Or, what was that, TS?
Or bees, after they climax, their testicles explode and they die.
Which one?
Ooh, I think that one.
Damn it! Fuck!
Okay, let's say as a male human, once you climax, your testicles explode, and then you died. So after your first climax, you're done. Like that. That's terrible. What a way to live.
Well, all right, I'll give it to you, TS. You know what? You got about 4 weeks in running, besting me. And I feel humbled, and I'm a shell of a man right now. I don't feel good about myself. Let's talk about music. Hold on. Yeah. Hang tight.
Lots going on in the world of music. News, news, news from the world of music. Music, 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 music. Motherfucking face. Yeah.
That is the music news theme written, produced, and recorded by Siegfried Myers at BeachRoadStudios.com.
Siegfried Myers.
Is that right?
Genius.
Sig, is that right?
Super
web
genius.
Address?
It'll get you there.
Super genius.
Is it BeachRoadStudios.com?
Actually, Siegfried Myers.
SiegfriedMeyer.com.
But that may be hard to spell, so you can do the other
one. We can spell it out. I don't know. Google will get you anywhere.
S E I G S S I E G F R I G.
No!
Anyway, spell check and Google will lead you to him, I am sure.
Now, really, if you're a child of 2016, just Google Beach Road Studios, and it will come up.
You'll get there.
I can't imagine what I would do without Siegfried in my life.
We would... there would be tons of feedback, and there would be like... It would sound like this. So thank you, Siggy, for making my voice sound buttery and smooth.
Buttery?
Yes,
like
buttery.
Like on a roll, buttery?
Buttery. All things good
TS,
contain butter.
In the world of music,
yes.
This is what's going on. Madonna sings Nothing Compares to You at the Billboard. I'm drunk. Billboard...
Music Awards.
Madonna sings Nothing Compares to You at the Billboard Music Awards. Okay. take three. Madonna sings Nothing Compares to You at the Billboard Music Awards show. And
yes.
She takes a bit of heat from it.
I don't understand why. I watched this and the performance is flawless and it's fucking Madonna. Who is just as big of an icon as Prince, in my personal opinion.
Well, they work together. They wrote some music together.
Yeah, they wrote some music together. And I don't understand. I just don't understand why she's taking a whole bunch of grief from the internet troll.
Because Prince is like him dying was like incredibly damaging. Like it was just so hard for everybody to understand.
Once you die, you're automatically like this angel on a pedestal. And obviously he was, but, you know, I don't understand. Like, why are you giving Madonna a bunch of shit?
It was amazing. I don't know. I loved it. I mean, Madonna wrote music with Prince. They were best friends. They hung out. They went to clubs together. They wrote together. They wrote incredible music together. So Madonna... sings a Prince tribute, and she sings Nothing Compares to You. I thought she nailed it. Whatever, who cares?
Okay,
it,
let me.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, let me just tell you the time when I met Madonna.
Go.
Okay. All right.
I love this. This
I'm at the Roseland with
in New York.
In New York City, Roseland Ballroom.
It's gone, by the way.
It's gone.
They tore it down.
What the fuck did they build there?
Where have you been?
Dude, I've been out of it.
They fucking tore that shit down, and they're building condos.
Oh my god.
Yeah. FYI.
Dude. All right. Well, it's fucking depressing.
That
all right.
Venue
well,
ruled, right?
That venue was amazing. I saw the Deftones there. I saw Susie and the Banshees there. I saw, Sick of It All play there. What the fuck, man?
Anyway. All right. Saw you met Madonna anyway, at...
Okay. So, it's the early 90s, and Rancid and The Offspring are playing at the Roseland. And Rancid's opening for The Offspring, and I was friends with Rancid and the whole crew at the time, and Madonna was actually trying to get Rancid on her label. So she's
Maverick
at the time, and she's at the show, and she's down there, and she's talking with Tim and Lars, and security is like pretty tight, and I'm like, can I go down? And I'm like, I want to go down there. And, they finally let me down, and she's talking to Lars, and I'm like, hi, I'm TS. And she's like, she shook my hand, and she's got a gigantic bodyguard next to her. And, that was pretty much it. She shook my hand and was just like, oh, who's this fucking asshole? And,
did you come?
I did a little in my pants, definitely. And I was like, oh my God, because I'd watched Truth or Dare before that. And I was like, oh my God, it's fucking Madonna.
If I touch Madonna, I'll come.
She was nice enough to shake my dirty hand. And
did you touch her cock before you touched her?
No, I should have. In hindsight, I should have.
God damn it.
I should have.
Why didn't you touch her cock?
I should have.
I can't believe I said that sentence.
If
why didn't you touch your cock to another man? The first for me. Anyway, you met Madonna, and I just can't. I just blown away.
I know. Let's wrap our minds around this for a second. We might need more Fireball.
Well, there's more Fireball.
Just to think about, just take this all in that. T.S. has actually met Madonna.
Not a lot of people know, but T.S. Madonna could play... she could sing, but she also could play great guitar.
And, I would still fuck her.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, it's fucking Madonna, for real.
I mean, who would you rather fuck, Madonna or Star Jones?
That's a no-brainer. Madonna.
Of course. Hold on. I'm going to go further.
Okay.
Would you fuck Madonna for... $5,000 or Star Jones for $50,000?
Oh, Madonna, hands down. I'd do it. Yeah, yeah. $5,000.
No.
Grand. Nope.
Star Jones? Yeah.
$50,000?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, every man has his price.
So you would fuck Madonna for $5,000?
Yeah.
And then forego $45,000 for Star Jones?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. In music news.
In music news.
We should never
Morrissey is not playing Riot Fest in Chicago.
Morrissey has... we talked about it last week. Morrissey is a fucking shit show. Nick Menza, the drummer for Megadeth, has died from a heart attack.
Man.
At the Baked Potato in North Hollywood.
Oh, my God. I passed by that place
with his
daily.
His band Ohm. This is a metal progressive man. And Nick is a great drummer, like a fantastic drummer, like unbelievable. And he played and played and played. And unfortunately, it breaks my heart, but he had a heart attack while he played the drums and fell down and died, unfortunately. And Nick Menza played on 4 Megadeth records, including Rust in Peace, which is a great Megadeth record. And he is no longer with us, and it's a sad time for musicians and drummers. Mick Menza, Our heart goes out to you, but
and your family.
It's just absolutely terrible. It's just terrible.
Well,
also John Barry, who was one of the original. I'm drunk. Yes,
that's
I'm on foot after right now. John Barry, one of the original members of the Beastie Boys, is no longer with us as well. He died at the age of 52.
Did he play on Pollywog Stew?
Yep, he did.
I have that on vinyl.
Oh my God, you do?
I do, absolutely.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
Holy fuck, yes. Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Why not?
I'm going to fight you right now.
You're going to fight me?
Instead I'm going to do a shot of
Fireball.
Fireball.
Here we go. All right. This is for... This shot of Fireball is for all the...
It's for Nick Menza, drummer for Megadeth. It's also for John Barry, one of the original founding members of Beastie Boys.
Yes.
And it's also for the Toronto Raptors, who evened their series with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Premature action.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll just play through it.
You're just too sexy, TS.
All right. Cheers to you. Cheers. Oh, yeah. It's on. It freshens your breath and gets you where you need to be.
I'm drunk.
Oh.
Coming around the corner, we're going to play some music from Steve Soto. Don't move.
Adobe Radio.
Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show. Yeah. That's TS over there.
On the harmonies.
Everybody's wondering what TS stands for.
It's either too sexy.
Tough shit.
Too stoned. Taco salad.
By the way, your nickname was Taco in Buffalo.
Yeah, yes it was.
We'll let that go. I like tough shit.
I like two stoned.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree. Cheers, buddy.
Good times. Good times.
Hey, the Raptors, on the sports front, have even their series with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 2-2. Although, in a sad note, the St. Louis Blues have lost their home game, Game 5, and they are now down 3-2. In the Western Conference Finals against the San Jose Sharks. Very, very sad because I hate the Sharks. I want them to die in hell and burn. I want their families to burn.
Oh, man, their families?
Yeah. That's... What's wrong with having sports hate TS?
Well, sports hate's cool, but don't extend it to the families.
Okay. All right. You're right. So let's just say I want the players of the San Jose Sharks to burn in hell.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
And I want the St. Louis Blues to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals against probably the Pittsburgh Penguins. I don't know. They're looking good.
Yeah. Stupid Penguins. When did the Blues come into the NHL?
1967.
Oh, well, very good.
You didn't win.
I did not.
I know that. Cheers.
Of course you do. Cheers. Here, fireball.
Fireball. All right. All right, Fireball.
Fireball. Okay.
My friend Steven Soto has been playing bass / guitar singing for a lot of great, amazing punk rock bands from the early 80s into the late 90s. And he is a legend in the punk rock hierarchy. He played with the Adolescents. He has played with CJ Ramone. He's played Agent Orange. He is the bass player for Punk Rock Karaoke. And he's a great guy. He's a great songwriter. He has a new record right now called Songs About Girls and Earthquakes. It's out right now on Amazon. You can go to iTunes and type in Steve Soto or type in Songs About Earthquakes and Girls or Girls and Earthquakes. I'm sorry. And it'll come right up. And it's just really good songwriting, really good harmonies about living in Southern California and being in the scene and being a legend, which Steve Soto is.
Absolutely.
Here was a song called Forever off the record, Songs About Girls and Earthquakes. It's Steve Soto on the Punk Rock Karaoke Dangerous Darren Show.
As I wander the streets of Spokane, guess one of the boys must have taken the van. Went looking for records, but wound up with rocks. And you can find coffee on every block. But while I don't want to moan or complain, please allow me to quickly explain. I do what I love what I do. But every day takes me much further from you. It feels like forever. It feels like forever till I'm with you. My bird of a feather. It feels like forever. And I love these old boys in my band. And it's something we all understand. We travel the world, we have our fun. We fight the good fight and we're getting it done. We're in this together but still feel alone. Cause everyone's heart is still thinking of home. That hour on stage is the time we're alive. There's 23 more that we have to survive. Feels like forever. It feels like forever till I'm with you. My bird of a feather. It feels like forever. And try as I may to tell myself it's okay. Sometimes I feel like I'm better off walking away. So I try, I just can't make the time fly. Instead it crawls at an indolent pace. Like broken down horses that can't win the race. You know I've tried every trick in the book. Like walking past clocks without taking a look. Like counting weeks backwards from 7 to 1. Like crossing off days with the fall of the sun. It feels like forever. It feels like forever till I'm with you. My bird of a feather. It feels like forever. Like forever.
Music there from Steve Soto, and a song is called Forever off his record Songs About Girls and Earthquakes. Go to Amazon or go to iTunes and type in Steve Soto and or Songs About Girls and Earthquakes. God damn, I love this guy. You know him?
Yeah, good people. Steve Soto, we've been on some Warped Tours together. One of his good friends used to be my neighbor.
Really?
Yeah. Joe. Joe Sib.
Joe Sib! Oh, the guy who started Side One Dummy.
Side One Dummy, yeah. He was my neighbor. He used to live behind me. He'd have these epic parties. It was good times, good music, always fun. Good guy.
T.S., you blow my mind.
Well, there you go. Pow!
I'm really mind sad blown. Right now, though. I'm sad because...
why are you sad?
St. Louis
Tell me your troubles.
Down 3-2. I'm sad because the Dodgers suck.
Oh, they're having some struggles right now.
If you were the GM right now of the Dodgers, what would you do?
I would... okay, first of all, I would revamp the entire bullpen. I'd fire everybody. I'd kick out Baez. I'd kick out Howell. Like, everybody, just go away. I'm going to bring some new talent in. I'm going to develop them. And I don't know, man. Maybe they should make me the GM. Or at least like some kind of like music director.
Okay. I'm down for this. Let's do half shots.
Half shots. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Half shots.
Dangerous Darren is filling up like our half of skull. Skull shot. Okay. So where are we going with this? Okay. I'm taking my shot of Fireball and my skull. And here we go. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
It freshens your breath and gets you drunk.
Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers were in San Diego recently, and they lost the first two games, and then they struggled to win that third game in extra innings, 17 innings.
17 innings. All of there was at least two games that went into overtime, into extra innings. But that last game on Sunday, 17 innings.
So, seriously, TS, if you were the GM of the Dodgers, what would you do? Trade Puig?
No, absolutely not. Unless he's trade bait for some really epic fucking relief pitchers. But we need some relief pitching. We need some middle relievers. We need some...
Hallelujah.
You know.
I couldn't hear any more.
I need to get the bullpen going. Our bats will take care of it, but...
But our bats are now young. Our bats are Seager and Thompson.
Oh, Thompson. Trace Thompson.
And Peterson.
Love him. Peterson, Trace Thompson. We need the youth in there, and they're hitting, and they're doing their thing, and they're living life, and just get up there and do your thing. Trace Thompson. Love him.
I do, too. He's a young kid. He's got a good bat. He's got a good mindset. I'm just sad because we are now 3.5, 4.5 games behind San Francisco.
You know what? We're only like one quarter of the way into the season. And baseball is a long, long... It's baseball is a marathon.
It's like a long sex session.
It's a long sex session. You know,
like, you start off with a little bit oral.
Yeah.
You get a little
foreplay. A little foreplay.
And then you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe she's not into it. Maybe she thinks I'm a bad kisser. But I got a good sized cock. So I'm gonna go back in there, and then you go back in. She's like, oh my god, yes, he's got a good cock. And then you win a couple games, and then you go back to the kissing, which sucks. You're not a good kisser.
It's just like
I'm lose some games.
I'm over that. I'm over that big cock.
Yeah. Okay. Your cock is good, but like your kissing sucks. So you lose some games. But then the good manager says, let's go back to the fucking.
Let's go back to the fundamentals. First, fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
You need to go down on her. You just go down.
Yeah, go down.
Go downtown.
Go downtown.
Downtown.
Hit it. And then when she's like fired up, fireball.
Then you go.
And then hit it hard.
Yeah.
Just get some doubles, some triples. And just hit it.
And that's what the Dodgers need to do.
Yeah. TS, we are going to close the show. And next week it's a little bit weird because we are going to take a week off.
Okay.
I'm going to be at Punk Rock Bowling in
Las Vegas. Nevada. And Nevada, as a matter of fact, is the gold rush state.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to cover your
eyes. I'm going to Punk Rock Bowling.
Yes.
Punk Rock Karaoke is playing on the Monday night, which is Memorial Day. And we are going to be there on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And I'm not going to be recording another show for a week. But next week, after, we have Rain Maida from Our Lady Peace on.
Oh, amazing.
Have you heard of Our Lady Peace?
Of course.
I sold a lot of liquor from that band.
stole a lot of liquor from them. He stole liquor from them.
I did. We'll get to that in a second.
TS. Wait. Who's our interview next week? Is it?
It's Rain Maida.
Wait.
Rain Maida.
Okay.
Singer for Our Lady Peace.
Oh, Our Lady Peace? Maybe I didn't hear you.
Well, I sometimes speak too fast.
But Our Lady Peace, I totally know that.
Slow it down. Rain Maida, singer for Our Lady Peace.
That's awesome.
Are you a fan?
I totally know those guys.
No, you don't.
No, I know. Really? I know Our Lady Peace, yeah, for sure.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're fucking great guys. Yeah, and living in Canada, I had a great fondness for the band. And I love them. And Rain is a friend of mine. And he's got a new record coming out.
Okay.
They just recorded. And we're going to have a song on, probably. But Rain is a friend. But T.S., I love you. You're my friend.
I love you, brother.
The whole bottle?
The whole bottle, yeah.
I won't do it.
Oh, cheers. I love you, buddy. Cheers.
I don't think I'm able to even speak.
It freshens the breath.
Let alone, and, like, eat or have sex.
Where are we? We didn't cover weed news.
We didn't do weed news. Next week.
Next week? All right. Next week, a call to action. Weed news. Stay tuned.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's the Dangerous Darren Show at @DangerousD_show. TS at @BurnHWoodBurn. Mine is at @Darren99.
We have an Instagram at @DangerousD_show as well.
And thank you to Roland_US as well. TS, next week. All right, so we're taking a week off.
Okay.
We have, I'm going to be a punk rock rolling. And I'm going to be way too intoxicated to do a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the week after, Rain Maida from Our Lady Peace.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Fucking amazing.
The whole bottle.
The whole bottle. Oh, yeah. Good times.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Dangerous Journey Show, idoberadio.com. See you next week.
Smoke weed every day.